Greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. We'll be continuing somewhat the same theme of as what we've already been speaking with this morning. And one of the verses Brother Tim read is one of the verses I'll be looking at as well. The title for this message this morning is The God of Peace. And we often think of God as being the God of peace. He is. We'll be looking at the other spelling this morning, P-I-E-C-E-S, and seeing how our God is a God of pieces. We know that in this life, very few things that we have to do with, that we deal with, are strong and beautiful, The strongest things are not usually one solid piece, are they? There might be a few things. Big chunk of granite can be very beautiful, one solid piece. But as a rule, most of the things that we think of that have strength are made up of a number of smaller pieces. We think of laminated beams, the strength and the beauty of a big laminated beam. Maybe concrete, you know how strong concrete is, used everywhere, but it's small pieces of sand and gravel and powder. Also think parquet floors or hardwood floors, the beauty and strength of that. Brickwork, fiberglass, bridges, especially think of most bridges. I mean, I guess there are some very strong steel span bridges, but as a rule, the bridges that we think of, suspension bridges, many small pieces bolted together. It's also the beautiful things like quilts, stained glass windows, rainbows, mountains, and there's the spiritual things as well, or think of the church, many pieces that make the church strong, many individuals. You probably have other examples yourselves as well. Pieces that are brought together that give strength and beauty. And I think we can all see that God enjoys variety in that sense as well, and making beautiful things of smaller pieces. And we know that God, to make things strong and beautiful, he at times or often breaks things so that he can make strong. And God breaks with judgment. We'll see a number of scriptures on that, but he also breaks to bring repentance. 1 Samuel 2, verse 10, see, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. So here we see him breaking in judgment. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. And we know that he has to do that to be a righteous God, a righteous judge. He will need to deal with his adversaries, with the adversaries of his children. And in that sense, he is breaking in judgment. Also, another verse is Psalms 72, verse 4. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor. And I was thinking in relation to the Sunday school lesson we looked at. For us, we can understand that us as parents, we looked at discipline isn't just for discipline's sake, but it's to teach and to nurture. And God doesn't just break for his own pleasure to destroy, but he breaks so that he can bring about his great work in the lives of people. Another verse to look at as far as in relation to the judgment is Jeremiah 23, verse 29. It says, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" You see the strength of God in that, in breaking in judgment like this. And then also you can turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20. 1. Jeremiah chapter 51, start reading in verse 20. He says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." He's speaking here of Israel, or of Jacob. He will use them in judging the nations around them. And continuing verse 21, "And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. And with thee also will I break in pieces the man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers." I'll stop reading there. So, you see that this is a God of judgment. And he at times, I think in our lives, also uses circumstances or other people around us maybe to break us. Parts of our lives that are still on one solid piece that are unuseful, not beneficial to his work. And when it is someone else that is doing the breaking in our part, it can sometimes be a little bit harder to take, doesn't it? But if there is something in our lives that is hindering us from serving the Lord, he might use different ways of breaking those pieces off. Next point, then, if we want to have the peace of God in our hearts, we must also have a broken attitude. And one of the verses that Tim read there, Psalm 51, verse 17, notice, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Here we see the attitude that God is looking for in his children. To have a broken and a contrite heart, or a spirit that is yielded to him. Just look at a few verses in Matthew chapter 21. I think here he had just been speaking in a parable, Matthew 21 verse 42. Yes, he had just been sharing the parable of the wicked husbandman, and then here to explain, breaking in kind of at verse 42, "Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." So we see, if we insist on taking our own way and not learning, there will come a time when this rock will fall on us and grind us to powder. How much better it is now to have this attitude of brokenness, willingness to learn, willingness to have him make us a more complete, strong, useful, something that he can use. So we talk about being broken. Well, the difference here in these few verses about being broken or being ground to powder. Then God also, of course, is not all about breaking. But he delights in healing and making whole that which is broken. He takes the pieces in our lives and makes them whole again. And at times, We know that he does make strong, make whole, things that he didn't cause us to break, we could say. Maybe he takes things from the result of the fall that are broken. Or maybe just, we could say, things of the everyday life that are broken in our lives. And that could be many different things. But God delights in making whole and delights in making strong. In Mark chapter 2, verse 17, Jesus had been eating with the sinners here, and they were criticizing him for that. And when Jesus heard it, he saith unto them, "They that are whole have no need of the physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Here again we see God's desire to make whole or to strengthen. Psalm 147, verse 3, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." So we can again here see that he delights in making whole. He delights in healing. And like I said, he doesn't just want to heal and fix and make strong things that he has chastened us, areas where he has chastened us, but many times things even that we have brought on ourselves through our own mistakes, through our own failings. We have probably broken things in our past or in our relationship with others. God is there to help us to heal and to make strong, stronger than it was before. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. "So I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God." In verse 16, "I will seek that which is lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment." Again, showing us that God is eager, willing, wanting us to be made whole again. But if we take our own way and if we resist that, he will destroy the fat and the strong. If we insist on our own way, being strong in our own selves, there will be a judgment for us for that. And I think it's probably native to each one of us to think that we can solve our own problems ourselves, that we can make ourselves strong through our own willpower. We can make our own selves, ourselves strong with helps that we can gather around us. And to a certain degree, we have that responsibility, but whenever we try to strengthen ourselves by our own strength, it is sure to fail. And it will not be as strong or as beautiful as if we give God the opportunity and the chance to do that in our lives. Matthew 15, I'll read a few verses here as well. More verses than usually do, but turn with me to Matthew 15 if you want. Start reading at verse 22. "Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost..." He said, sorry, just read that again. "He answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, Woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. So, as this woman here did, we also need the faith and the perseverance as she did. I think we can learn that from this woman as well, that she not only believed that God had the strength and was willing to help her, to heal her, or to heal her daughter, but she didn't just ask once and go away, but she had perseverance. We also, at times when we have something that is maybe broken in our hearts and our lives, we need to persevere. We need the faith that this woman had. And along with faith, then we need to bring all the pieces. God can't, well, I shouldn't say can't, but when we think of something maybe that we're working with, a machine or something, if we want to make that whole again, obviously we'll need all the pieces, won't we? And I think too many times in our lives we ask God to heal us, to make us whole again, but there's a few pieces that we're holding back, and we somehow expect Him to do a great work in us and make us stronger than we've ever been before, without a few of the vital pieces that He needs from us to be able to work a great work in us. And it takes humility on our part to surrender all to Him sometimes. But let's remember that if He wants to make that beautiful mosaic or whatever, He'll need all those pieces. Even those pieces that we like to keep hidden, maybe, and to work in our own way. Maybe we think that we can just, in this area of our life, we have better control and we can make it more useful. Also, Mark 6, verse 56, whithersoever He entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought Him that they might touch, if it were but the border of His garment. As many as touched Him were made whole. Again, seeing that Jesus was interested in making people whole. Then also John 5 or 6, when Jesus saw him lie, knew that he had been now a long time in that case, He said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. From these verses, I think I mentioned that at the beginning there, but I think we also have a responsibility to help to make others whole as well. This person here, he probably could have been made whole earlier if there had been those helping him to get to the pool. And let's not be so self-centered that we only want to look at ourselves, but when we look around us, we see so many people that are broken. Maybe they're not shattered, but maybe there's just something there that's cracked, and something that we can, with a little bit of unselfishness or a little bit of giving of our time in prayer, we can help to be made whole, to be made stronger. Let's take that responsibility when we see needs around us, that we would give of ourselves in that way. What are some things that are broken in our lives now that can be changed to make us stronger and better? think first of all, we obviously know that our hearts need to be broken. We need to commit our hearts to the Lord. We need to have a change of heart. And obviously, if we won't do that, if we won't give our hearts to Him, there is nothing God will do. He will not override our wills. Closely related to our hearts, obviously, is our attitudes. And I thought, well, maybe it's one and the same, but I think sometimes even after we have committed our hearts to the Lord, become followers of His, maybe there are things in our attitudes or some attitudes that we have that are still not as broken as what they can be. And as we saw in Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. That just that attitude of a contrite heart, something in our lives that can be made stronger and better. What are some more things that can be broken in our lives that can be used to make us stronger? I think often it's our dreams and our plans, isn't it? Can be finances, things that we have mapped out, things that have worked hard, and we think we have a plan. If we do this and this, then we can provide for our families, we can help the church, and then maybe something comes along and shatters that, and we need to start over. We have a major setback. It might be our health. Things are going well, and then suddenly there's illness beyond our control, something that is brings a break in our lives. It could be death. Things that sometimes are brought into our lives that we don't really see how this can be good for us. Often through, especially when we are younger, we probably have our whole lives mapped out. I think how it should go and decisions that we want to make, things in our future that we're looking forward to, it's all in place, and then it can be shattered. And if we would be able to see, we think that, well, okay, if God wants to change something, if He wants us to break on that rock and be broken, and then if we would see the future of how He would bless us through that in the future, we'd say, well, I'm in. But so many times we don't have a promise that we'll even see the strengthening that He'll do in this life. Maybe we'll oftentimes the results of the break, the blessings of that, we'll only see that in glory, maybe. And we think, well, if we can see the whole picture looking back, then we are willing to do for Him to do His will in us now. But it takes faith to have that, leave that in His control, whether we'll see results of that in the near future or many years down the road. So let's not try to interfere with God's work in our lives in this way. Too often, I think we see the results of the breaking and we think, well, we can fix this ourselves, and we think we know where the pieces of the puzzle belong. We take the hammer and we try to pound them in where they kind of probably fit, and we don't really allow Him to, in His time, place them where and when He wants them to be placed. And thinking of illustration of not being able to see the complete picture, some of you may have seen the Nazca lines in southern Peru, or you might have seen pictures of these in approximately somewhere between 500 BC and 500 AD, natives of Peru there made some pictures by, I don't know if they piled rocks together or just basically pulled the rocks apart on the high plateau where there's very little wind ever. Climate stays pretty much the same. So for thousands of years, these pictures have stayed there. There's pictures of monkeys and a bird and many other things. But the interesting thing about these things is that you can't even see them from the ground. And popular thought is that you can't see them except from in way up in the air, but I guess you can see them from the high mountains in the distance. But from even close up, a few hundred feet up, you couldn't even see what these pictures are. So it's kind of amazing that they could make pictures that nowadays you can see from a couple tens of thousands of feet up. You see these pictures there. But the point being, these people somehow had the ingenuity to make pictures that they could had no way of seeing the result from where they were. Not sure what their point was with that. But in our lives, obviously, there are things going on in our lives that in this time where we are now, the pieces that are scattered around, it requires us faith that there is coming a time maybe when we will see the whole picture. And but even if not for a long time, or even if not in this life, to God, where he is, it makes perfect sense. And he is only doing that to make us stronger and to make us more beautiful. And let's be yielded and humble to him, that allowing him to do that in our lives, and not to think that we know better, and to take control. Let's kneel for prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you this beautiful day that you have given to us. We are so thankful that you care for your children. We realize that of ourselves, we are so strong-willed at times, and we are disobedient by nature. We realize that we think we have all the answers so many times when you are so patiently wanting to help to make us stronger, more beautiful people that can be a benefit to those around us, to the future generations as well. Just pray that you would allow us to let you do your work in our lives. And we realize, yes, breaking is many times very painful. And just give us the strength to endure whatever comes into our lives, realizing that there's coming a time in the future when we will see a lot more clearly what you have wanted for us in our lives. We just pray now that you would be with each one gathered here this morning, that whatever work you are trying to do in our lives, whatever you are doing for us, that we would give you the glory for it, and realize that there's also times when breaking comes into our lives that are not your doing, that results of ourselves, or whether it is Satan that is testing us. I just pray that you would just continue to be strong, and also not just be focused on ourselves, but also when we see those around us that are suffering, that are living broken lives, that we would do what we can to help heal as well. Just pray now that you'd be with us throughout the rest of this day, that whatever we do and say would be honoring to you and glorifying to you. Just continue to help us to be a people that are worthy to be called your children. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.